Well, this year marks the fifth anniversary of First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative that focuses on lowering childhood obesity rates. One element of the project is gardens and hoop houses at schools. And our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is with us to talk about a little garden plot that she helped bring to life at the Central School in South Berwick, Maine, an elementary school for kids pre-K to third grade. And Kathy, how's that garden growing today?
Well, it's just beginning. It's been a very long, cold winter, obviously. So on St. Patrick's Day, every single kid at Central School in South Berwick planted a seed, and they are on the south-facing window of the school growing. And next week, we're going to transplant them all out into this hoop house that we built, which is this big, not that big, but medium-sized structure that's coated in very thick plastic, and it's about 20 degrees warmer in there than it is outside, so we can start things early. So we're just at the beginning of the growing season, but there's a lot of excitement.
Well, and I remember when I was a kid, we had a schoolyard plot there, and I remember being so excited to plant a tree, but in this case, you're planting things that these kids can then eat. This is all part of the Let's Move campaign
exactly.
that the White House has been
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, 5 years ago, I went to the White House as a journalist, had no intention to do this work, and little guilty voices said, you know what, go home and do this. And I've been working at this school where my kids went for 5 years. And the excitement over growing food is so huge. When a kid plants a seed, they water it, then they harvest it, then they come into the school cafeteria with me and with some other parent volunteers and other chefs that come in, and we cook. Talk about farm to table. They're doing the whole thing.
What kinds of thing are you planting in these gardens?
Well, it's really interesting because people say, oh, well, you know, kids don't eat very many vegetables, so it must be very particular what you grow. No, we have strawberries and peas, all different types of lettuces and herbs, kale, radishes. One of the most popular is popcorn. They
really?
Love that. Yeah.
It's its own thing?
It's its own. Yeah, it's a particular type of corn, and you dry it, and then you cut them off the cob, and you pop them, and that's what popcorn is.
Is this an expensive undertaking for a school?
It's kind of shocking how much we do on so little money. There's no money in the school system. It's all come from PTO fundraisers, private grants. This is a message that I want to give to people who are in communities and schools where they're thinking, boy, I wish we could do that. Everyone always says that. I wish we could do it.
Well, if there's a parent out there listening and says, I wish we could do it,
exactly.
What should they do?
So the very first thing is to get a few like-minded souls together, people who will really get excited, people who like to garden, people who like to cook, people who like kids. All you need is energy. And then you go out and you ask local farms for donations, and maybe you put in a grant for a local business to help you out. We have done this for 5 years. I would say each year we've done it for well under $1,000. This school has almost 500 kids in it, so you get a lot of bang for your buck. But the most exciting thing is the education that goes on. I can be in the grocery store locally sometimes, and I'll see kids from the school shopping with their parents, and they'll hold up a bunch of kale in their basket next to the toilet paper and the paper towels. Mrs. Gunst, look, we're buying kale at home. And the mother looks at me like, yeah, he's hooked on kale. And I think, this program's really working.
Hooked on kale.
Hooked on a new T-shirt.
Well, you brought me some salad here. This is not kale.
This is not.
But it looks very pretty. Tell me what you've got here.
Crunchy spring romaine. And first of all, I just want you to see how beautiful it is, because most people would not say this is kid food. These are roasted cherry tomatoes. We grow a lot of tomatoes in the hoop house, and we roast them very slow. This is a recipe I do with the kids. You have a fork over there. But the real thing is that's the green goddess dressing.
I should put some of this dressing
definitely,
on here.
That is what the kids adore. It's local yogurt, fresh chives, fresh parsley, fresh scallions, little bit of dill. You could use that green goddess as a dip. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Now, kids think
really
that
delicious.
Salad dressing is born in a glass jar. But not these kids. They now know, oh, we grow herbs. We pick them. We put them in a blender with yogurt and olive oil and lemon juice, and we get homemade salad dressing. And they eat salad. All the food that we're growing in the hoop house right now will be harvested in mid-June before the end of the school year. And this is a huge celebration. We have a salad bar day where all the food we've grown will have like 10 different types of lettuces and herbs. And the third graders, as a graduation present, make three different types of salad dressings.
And I just just spilled a little bit of it on myself, as I always do. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now
resident. The child in you.
Exactly. We've got this recipe at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.